Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Moneyline.
Touchdown! This is Moneyline. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Yeah, we made it. You just talking. If they hate it, you know they're watching. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jerry Bowe and Josh Jordan.
Lights, camera, action.
Welcome into a special edition of Moneyline. Yes, we are live from Nick's Place. It's 2713 Rocky Ridge Drive. And if you're not here, what are you doing with your life? Because the party is going. And Moneyline is in the house. No, we do not have Paul Gallant hostage. We are taking over just for the next 2 hours because it's a party. And they ask. They say we need someone with some energy. We need somebody with some educated bets. We need somebody responsible. And that's where we stopped because we said, if you're looking for responsible, it's not these two guys. We can bring you winners. We can bring you some fantasy love. But we can't bring you anything else other than a big party. We are live. It's Josh Jordan. It's Jerry Bowe. And we're live from Nick's Place. How's it going, Josh?
It's going good, man. How are you doing, Jerry?
It's big shoes to come and fill in after Lance and John, right? Like, so you come in. It's like if you went to a concert and Snoop was first, there was Snoop Dogg, and then here comes Little Bow Wow. How's Little Bow Wow going to go after Snoop? How do we fill in for those shoes?
You know what they say about big shoes, right?
I don't know. It's that type of party already. If you're out there listening, again, get on out here. If you're not, depending on your situation, if the weather kept you out of work and you're maybe pouring up a strong one right now, cheers, because so are we. And we got a packed show for you. If you don't know anything about us, we are Moneyline. We are the Sunday show. We've been doing the Sunday show for about 5 years now. So if you don't know about us, shame on you. And we're going to try to get you in the mood for football because we got football 2 days. Not just one, but twice the fun.
Twice the fun, baby. We got a little bit last night. Oh, man. Are you starting to get scared of those Jaguars? Man, they're looking good. They might win the division.
Who would have thought that the Jaguars were going to take that much of a step forward? Then you start wondering, was it really Urban Meyer that was that bad?
Maybe.
That was holding him back? Was that the ultimate thing? That
he was busy taking those snaps in the bar. You remember that photo?
The stinky peeky.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that. We're going to get into all types of football. We're going to get into bets. If you don't know anything about us, I'm a degenerate gambler. And Josh, he likes fantasies, not those type of fantasies. We're talking about fantasy football. And this is a crucial week for a lot of you out there listening. If you're listening right now, you think, did they just say fantasy football and gambling and drinking? This is like a dream come true. Yeah, that's what we do. Josh Jordan, Jerry Bowe, and now we're at a crucial part in the fantasy season. Because if you made it this far, if you're still alive right now, you're that much closer to getting paid out.
No doubt about it. This is that time of year, man. It's what a season. What a bloodbath this season has been, too, by the way. I had a fantasy team where I took Damian Pierce, Ken Walker, and Breece Hall all on the same team. And look at all of them, man. They're not available. Those guys can't even play. They're all hurt. I got killed in that league.
You've heard of the quarterback whisperer? Well, this is the running back killer,
yeah.
Josh Jordan.
Yeah, I might as well have been out there hitting him in the knee with a bat. I mean, it was bad, dude. But what a season. And, do we even talk about the Texans?
We're going to get into that from a gambling perspective. I don't know if the line is correct. I've been wrong on the Texans, whether I bet against them, whether I bet for them, the entire year. So you got to check me out on this. We will give you I'm not sure if anyone's listening out there looking for fantasy tips within the Texans game, but I'm sure we can find something on the gambling side. Again, this is what we do. We bring you football from a different perspective. We try to bring you a little laughs, and we're going to try to bring you a lot of fun, especially being here at Nick's Place. Get on out here again, 2713 Rocky Ridge Drive. If you're not out here, what are you doing with your life? Let's talk about, before we get into football, we're going to break down football, every single game from a handicapping perspective, from a preview, everything you want from football. But let's talk about something, because we only come one on once a week on Sundays. We've been off a few weeks because of the holidays.
Yep.
What was your first reaction when the Carlos Correa broke news broke midnight?
For the Mets deal? I mean, I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. I mean, the Giants, $350 million for Correa, that seemed a little bit much. And then we get all the inside information about a failed physical from an injury that he suffered when he was in the minor leagues. Like
in 2014?
I know. Look, the only thing I can think is, and Brandon mentioned this to me, Brandon Strange, our digital guy, he was like, maybe they were worried about some arthritis later in his career. I mean, they were going to pay him until he was, you know, 40, 41 years old. So maybe that's why they got some cold feet. And they were like, man, you know, we don't want this guy's base to be all messed up with a bad ankle. You know, or maybe it's just buyer's remorse. You know, maybe they, oh, we didn't get Aaron Judge, so we got to get somebody. But, man, I was hoping he'd be with the Giants. Him going to be with Verlander at the Mets, man, they're going to be tough to deal with. But I'm just glad they're in the National League.
That's one of those news flashes that you'll always remember. You didn't expect that. You didn't expect that to just come out of nowhere.
No.
And all of a sudden you ask, well, what happened? Because you saw the news first break. It's postponed. What does this mean, postponed?
Yeah.
You thought all of a sudden, what does this mean? Something is going
on.
Did
the caterer not make it? You know, what's going
on?
Like,
what could cause a press conference, an introductory, right, press conference? What could possibly happen to have that thing postponed? Then you knew something was funny. And unless you're just up at that time of night when you woke up, no matter who you are, everyone listening out there, you looked at the notification and you thought to yourself, what the hell did that just say? And then you clicked it. And then you went to another outlet to make sure that you weren't getting bamboozled. You had to make sure this is for real. And this is where we are now. The Mets don't care.
No.
Money doesn't matter.
They don't care because they're like, this is a two-year window for us. We got Scherzer. We got Verlander. We're trying to win it in the next 2 years. So who cares? Give Correa all the money. They're in it to win it. I kind of respect it, to tell you the truth.
Does this are you just happy to be past that entire fiasco with Correa worrying about what was going to happen? All of a sudden now we got a blessing in disguise in Jeremy Pena. Those times are gone for us. That's why, to me, when people talk about that move, you thought, look how things panned out. Look how things panned out after George Springer didn't resign. So now people say, well, what's going to happen to the rotation whenever Justin Verlander here? I don't care. We have youth.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Six dudes ready to go.
Ready to go. So at this point, what are you really losing other than, yeah, I would have loved to keep JV around so he could have maybe coached the younger guy, Hunter Brown. What could he do for Hunter Brown in one season, just being there to, okay, yeah, you are a protege. Let me help you out. Yeah, that would have been cool, but at what price to be a teacher?
Yeah, and look, he was the reigning Cy Young winner, of course. I mean, I trusted Fromber more in the playoffs than I did JV. You know, like Fromber was fantastic. So, you know, you have to let him go. That's not the end of the world. Hopefully Fromber, and it's really Christian Javier you want to see step up and be that number two guy, which I think he can do.
Right now, trust. Gun to the head, we don't use that. We use gun to the groin right now. Gun to the groin. Would you start Christian Javier in a must-win game over JB if you had to make that option? In a World Series game at that, let's go ahead and throw that.
If we're going World Series,
if we're going World Series at that.
No, give me some Christian Javier right
there,
baby.
And if that's even in question, then what are we even questioning as far as the money that he was wanting? Did he leave you a little bitter?
I mean, yes and no. You know, he went and met with Steve Cohen, and he told him, man, I'm going to spend crazy money. And look what he did. He lived up to his word. The Mets are spending crazy money. The average amount of money an MLB team spends each year is about $100 million. The Mets are going to pay $111 million just in luxury taxes. So they're paying more in taxes than an average team pays all of their players. That's crazy.
And what's crazy about it is when you set a bar that high, it's World Series win. Not just make it to the World Series. It's you better go out there and win it. But if they don't win it, do you have an owner that's just that upset about it? He's just going to keep investing more money. That's just
unfortunately where we're at. And I say that unfortunate because I don't like that. I like to have the bar a little bit more even. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is what the Yankees used to do, right? But they kind of figured it out that if you keep going over the luxury tax, you lose out on draft picks. And that's why the Astros are smart, man. They keep bringing up their young talent, and they mix it in with some key free agent pickups. And notice we sign a lot of the old guys. It's the money ball thing, right? An island of misfit toys. There's always something wrong. Oh, that guy throws weird, or he's old. That's the one the Astros like to go to. He's old, but you get bargains for guys that are old. Look at Brantley coming back for $12 million for 1 year. You know, getting Verlander for $25 last year when look what he's getting with the Mets now. So there's value to be had with older players.
And I think as of right now, everything that we've questioned in the last, let's call it, three off seasons going in, are they going to sign this guy? And then they don't. When they didn't give Correa the contract that he wanted, we started trying to blame. Was it the agent's fault? Is it that the reason that there was no communication between them? Whose fault was it? You were trying to blame someone.
Yeah.
Again, a blessing in disguise. I don't care who they blame. The way we are right now, and yeah, now you got Correa moving to third. They say just to make. I'm not moving Breggy anywhere. Like so it just didn't work. Sometimes you have that relationship with, like, I love you, but I'm not in love with you no more.
No.
And that's what happened with Correa.
Look, you found a cheaper option. And what's interesting, you remember when everybody was upset, like, hey, the Astros could have paid that one-year deal that Correa got with the Twins. But Jim Crane knew next year it's going to come back, and he's going to want that long-term deal. So you're better off moving on, seeing what you have with Jeremy Peña, and look what happened. ALCS MVP, World Series MVP. I'd say they gambled. They got it right.
Gambled and getting it right. That is the theme of today's show, because there is a big football slate, and we are going to get into all those games. So whether you're listening right now on the radio and you're on your way down here, you can ask us questions in. If you're on twitch.tv/ESPN97.5, if you have any questions, any game that you want us to break down for you, if you have a fantasy matchup, we're going to get into it all. We are an interactive show. We try to get to all of your questions. So go ahead and fire off. You're listening to Moneyline. We're live at Nick's place. Get on out here. It's the Christmas party. It's Moneyline, a special edition of it on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5.
I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. It's all around me true, but I'm no
island. You're listening to Moneyline on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jerry Bow and Josh Jordan.
Yeah, it's Moneyline, the special edition. And the beers are coming out as we talk right now. I get two beers put in front of me. It's like, almost like it's a Christmas party.
What?
And not only Christmas party here, but if you want to come to a New Year's Eve party, 9 p.m., the party doesn't stop. We're talking about a food buffet, a champagne toast, drink specials, and most important, no cover.
No cover and no champagne room, just a champagne toast. That's a little different.
That's a little different.
You've got to pay more for that kind of action.
Yeah, the drinks out there might have you hearing things that you might have wanted to hear, but not that kind of party. It is going to be a New Year's Eve party if you want to get out to Nick's place. And if not, you don't want to wait that long. Get on out here right now. We are Moneyline. You're wondering, who the hell are these guys, these knuckleheads? I promise you, if you just give us a little bit of your time, you are going to be highly entertained and highly educated as far as gambling and what is the life of fantasy, because that's what we do. We try to get you on the right side of things, and we try to make it happen every single Sunday from 10 to noon. If you like what you hear, please check us out. We will be back at the beginning of the year, because obviously we won't be there this next Sunday or the fall.
Yeah, it's a Sunday show. It falls on the holidays this year. So get this. I get this text from one of my buddies in one of my fantasy leagues yesterday. And he goes, who should I start this week at quarterback? And he goes, Gardner Minshew in his playoffs.
Gardner Minshew.
Or Wilson. And I go, I text him back, Zach or Russ? And he texts me back, Zach. Yeah. Imagine going into your playoffs. Those are your options. Gardner Minshew and Zach Wilson.
How did he make it to the playoffs?
Exactly. He had Lamar Jackson. Yeah, Lamar. Yeah, he had Lamar, so he was hurt. So I sent it to him. I was like, man, the weather's supposed to be nasty. Go with Gardner Minshew. He put up like 18 points against the Cowboys last year. And I feel a lot better today after I saw Zach Wilson get benched last night. I made the right call. I'm a good friend.
Yeah, for now. You for know now. How that goes. Yeah. You make the wrong call next week, now you're a bad friend.
Yeah, then you're the GOAT. Not the GOAT, but you're a GOAT.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes. But we're going to try to get you on the right side of things starting. Let's get into some football. Again, we do it aggressively. We try to jump through all the games. If you have any questions, you can spit them out on Twitch. You can run up here if you're in the crowd. However you want to do it. But this is how we break down football Moneyline style. Let's do it, Sean.
All right, Sean. Yeah, we're going to go into my bookie if you guys want to follow along with this. At the top of the page, we got those Saints going, Jerry, against the Browns. Deshaun trying to get it going, wearing all orange. Browns 3-point favorite in this one. Oh, man, I'd love to see the Saints just kick the Browns' ass. I want that draft pick for Deshaun Watson. I want that good Browns pick. I hope they lose every game for the rest of the season. Do you think they cover the three? They are at home.
I'm scared about this because they're saying the weather.
Yeah.
There's not very many times that a game of football has over 30-mile-per-hour winds. That's what you're hearing. 30-mile-per-hour. This total, where it sits around that 33, would be the lowest total since 1940. Think about that. We're talking historic numbers here. So when you start talking about, dang, why is that? Why is that so low? You say, well, there's going to be not only wind, but it's going to be crosswind. It's not going to be, well, one team's got it at their back, and then the other team's, it's going to be going sideways. The ball's not going to be able to move much. So you think it's going to be a run game. Nothing from Deshaun Watson since he's been back has led you to believe that there's going to be any kind of points from his side. So you believe, 33 over under? What kind of a score gets you there? 17-16? In a knuckle, in a bare knuckle fight? Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, Deshaun's had enough trouble throwing the ball without the wind. So, I mean, this could be a disaster for those guys. And I know Nick Chubb's been, you know, battling through some stuff, so we'll see how that unfolds for him. But, you know, the Saints are tricky, right? Because they can jump off and bite you from time to time, but they're not at home. So,
and they're not healthy. No Chris Olave. No Jarvis Landry, obviously. So who's Andy Dalton going to throw it to? Rashid Shaheed.
That's about it.
Say that about 10 times after listening to the bench this morning. You're out there right now and you're feeling a little fuzzy, try to say that name. Rashid Shaheed. Because if you say come game time, then maybe you found yourself a winner. There's not going to be many points in this game. Traquan Smith, those guys start popping up in the mix. Mark Ingram. Knee. All right. Right? He's out. Alvin Kamara? Finally getting to see 21 carries? Season high?
Finally. I mean, the guy, if he could find the end zone more regularly, it wouldn't have been such a... Man, running back was a disaster this year. Jonathan Taylor on IR. Kamara didn't come through. It's hard out there, man. But, yeah, I guess I'll lean towards the Browns here, I guess.
You know what's a disaster? Whenever you see David Johnson take the field. David Johnson's the backup there. He took about 30% of the snaps last week. I can't fade this guy anyway. I had Kamara, and I was like, I can't run from this guy.
No. David Johnson, like Rex Burkhead 2.0. Like, I'm good.
Deshaun Watson, since coming back, quarterback 30, quarterback 14, quarterback 21. Nothing leads you to believe that that's going to change, especially with the weather being as such.
No, I'm fading Deshaun. You know, I was kind of sneaky. I picked him up about a week or two before he came back from suspension, thinking that was going to be a great move. And then I dropped him like a week later. I saw him against the Texans, and I was like, I'll roll with Justin Fields here. I'm good.
You got real lucky with Justin Fields.
I did. I picked him up off the waiver wire, and, you know, only that game, you know, that he missed with the shoulder, that kind of cost me. But otherwise, he was really good. Bye week came at a bad time, too. But, you know, we shall see. I don't know what to do with the Browns, man. They stink.
Low-scoring game, weather trouble, fade overall. I think just as far as from a fantasy perspective, unless you have Chubb, I think that that's the only guy that are here that you will be willing to fire up. I ain't got nothing else from this game other than watch that weather. It's dropped about 4 points throughout the week.
Yeah, that checks it. All right, let's move on. Detroit, what a great story they've been this year. Detroit facing the Carolina Panthers. The game is in Carolina. I'm impressed. You know, like the Lions did what I was hoping the Texans would do this year. You know, show some signs of improvement. You know, maybe we're not going to make the playoffs, but we'll be in contention. I really like what I'm seeing from the Lions. And they got some weapons, man. They got some receivers, a couple good running backs. Defense is starting to come on.
And do you believe it's Dan Campbell?
Yeah, I mean, he's inspiring these guys. Not like the Lovie Smith, oh, I inspired him. We only lost by 10. You know, they're actually winning games.
Let me give you a crazy number here. Entering week 13, Dan Campbell was 250-1 to be coach of the year. The following week, he went down to 150 to 1. Entering this week, he's plus 175.
Wow.
If you would have bet him 3 weeks ago, Dan Campbell to be coach of the year, 250 to 1. Now he's plus 175. There's something to it.
There is.
He's
man.
Second on the list now to Sirianni.
That's incredible. I mean,
someone out there sitting with a 251 ticket. Imagine $100.
Yeah. And they've got a good DJ Chark. I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown. They've got some weapons.
$100. We're not talking 25 to 1 for 2,500. We're talking $100, 25,000.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, are you going to go there before the season and put in a ticket on the Lions? You know,
the Lions have covered seven straight games. Seven straight. Is the hype real?
I think it is. I mean, they've been playing great. They really have. They've impressed me.
It's hard to say that. I think
it's been coming.
How times have changed. Never thought that. If somebody would have said 5 years ago, man, you're going to be talking about those Lions and the Bengals. The Bengals are going to make the Super Bowl 1 year, and then they're going to be one of the favorites coming forward. I would have thought, what world do you live in?
Yeah. No, man, it's been a surprising season for sure, but it's been fun.
It's been trouble, though, from a gaming perspective. Like I said, overall, I thought that Deshaun Watson was going to come back and do his thing. I was wrong there. I didn't think that he was going to have to do much. I thought that he was going to be serviceable. At this point, he's not even serviceable. I would rather have Brissett in there.
I know. You might. They're actually, you know, running plays for him and bringing Deshaun off the field. What does that tell you?
It tells you that you don't want anything to do with this game. Let's move along and hit one more before break.
All right, fine. Giants-Vikings. Man, Vikings pulled off the incredible come-from-behind victory last week. Kirk Cousins looks like he's making the Pro Bowl. I mean, wow.
That comeback, I thought it was game over. I had the Vikings.
Yeah.
When you ask yourself motivation-wise, though, what does that do to a team? Do you think that that's going to make the Vikings be more aware this week and come out firing early? We'll also talk about what does that do for the Colts mentally. Are they just out of it? Are they out on the Saturday experiment?
Well, I mean, Matt Ryan, is he just not the king of getting up to a big lead and then blowing it? You know, it must have felt like the Super Bowl all over again for him.
And to think that they're going to go to Nick Foles?
I mean, I guess Jeff Saturday's been there for a while, and it's just like, man, the dude is not Matt Ryan. The Colts, every year, they roll out an old quarterback, and it doesn't work.
Was that ultimately Jeff Saturday's funeral as far as being the coach for next year?
It's got to be.
Blowing that.
Got to be.
There's no coming back from it.
I don't think so. I mean, that was awful. I mean, look how close you were. And you give up that lead? That's pathetic.
You can't hire him after that. Not full time. I think that was the end of it.
It was.
That was the beginning of the end of what we call Jeff Saturday the coach, head coach.
He's probably realizing, man, I like doing television a lot better than coaching. That's a lot easier of a job, a lot less hours, and the money's still good.
Zach Moss or DeAndre Swift from Shagma?
I guess you go with Swift, man.
Swift it is. Shagma with the question. Again, if you want to fire a question, twitch.tv/ESPN975. We will get to all your fantasy needs. Cleveland Saints prediction, 3-2, Alex Villanueva. A 3-2 final score. Again, 33. That would be 33 is historic as far as the over-under. And I still think it goes under.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. I mean, yeah, I could see under.
We are going to get into the rest of these games. We had a little sound. Someone saying there was a little sound problem on the end. We got that fixed. We're going to get into the rest of these games. We are live at Nick's Place. If you want to come out and have some drinks, we're following up. We're going to be all – hey, I'm out here all day. How long are you out here?
Man, I'll be out here until the beer runs out.
Until the beer runs out. I saw they ran through. It was like – I was doing the math. Is that 12 cases of Coors Light in 2 hours? 12 cases of Coors Light, 12 hours. I'm a buttery nipple man. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that. I might get fired on my day off. Jerry, you got fired on a Friday on your day off? Yeah, but I did it for you guys, the Moneyliners, and all the ESPN 95 listeners to you. This is the Christmas party, the yearly Christmas party at Nick's Place. Get on out here. We'll be right back. Moneyline on ESPN 97.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
in New Orleans.
This is Moneyline on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jerry Bowe and Josh Jordan.
Shout out to everyone hanging out on twitch.tv/ESPN97.5. We've got Texas Trojan, Alex Villanueva, Virginia Button Weed, my favorite type of weed. What's up, baby? Thanks for hanging out like you always do. If you're not on Twitch, then you need to get out to Nick's place right now. We are Moneyline filling in for the next few hours, trying to get you ready for a big weekend in the NFL because it's huge for a lot of teams. A lot of teams are in must-win situations because the playoffs are near and there's no time for mistakes.
There's not, man. These are the big games that change everything going forward. Well, except for the teams that are out of it, but we're not worried about them, Jerry.
The cold, though, not only is it cold here in Houston because, to be honest with you, this kind of cold hurts. Like when the cold hurts, you're thinking, yeah, that's a little bit too cold. And in the NFL, that's the theme this week as well. It's not only in Houston. In week 16, there's seven games under the total of 40. Seven games under 40 over-under. You never see that. No games over-under 50. No games to the over 50. Seven games to the under 40. When is it when do you look at the board and you see a 36 over-under, 37? So we're predicting a bunch of 20-17 matchups?
Yeah.
That's where we're at right now?
Pretty much. That's where we're at right now. It's going to be a lot of low scoring. And we get that this time of year. It's December. You know, it's not going to be as high-flying as the rest of the season, but should be some good smash mouth football. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's get into some more of these games. Again, if you have any questions, go ahead and fire them off. You can reach us at Josh Jordan, at JoshJordan975 on Twitter, at Moneyline975. We're going to preview these games. It's going to be aggressive. We're going to try to get you on the right side. Let's rock this thing.
Let's do it. How about the Bengals? Jerry Joe Burrow, he just keeps doing it, man. This guy is fantastic. He might go back to another Super Bowl this year. And they're playing the Patriots this week. Patriots are at home. They are at home. Think about that. And the Bengals are favored by 3. How much things have changed for the New England Patriots, and it couldn't have happened to a worse guy. I'm pretty pumped about it. Belichick, man, he looks bad. It's looking like it was all Brady. You know, it's incredible how they've fallen. That arrogance of, I don't need to hire an offensive coordinator. I'll just grab somebody off defense to call plays. Yeah, how's that working for you?
Now, you ask yourself, you expected to see a fight towards the end of that, let's call it marriage, towards the end of the marriage, which was Belichick and Brady. You started seeing a fight. You started talking about other people on Brady's side. The nutritionist guy. What was his name?
Oh, Alex.
The guy that, behind the way that he, I guess, prepares himself. Everyone started getting thrown into this marriage that eventually became a divorce. How is it that this early into Mac Jones' career, there's this much of the off-the-field stuff? And we call it on the off-the-field because he's in the game, but it's happening on the sidelines. He's breaking down like a little child.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look what's around him. He was complaining before the season started that he was like, man, what's going on with the play calling in the offense? And look what happened. It hasn't gotten any better. That's what happens when you roll with people that aren't qualified. Looks like replacing Josh McDaniels a little harder than they thought it would be.
Bengals are down to +750, 7.5-1 to win the Super Bowl. The lowest odds all season. If you blindly, every game that Joe Burrow has ever played for the Bengals, if you just blindly bet it, 18-3. I stress myself all week long trying to find a little angle on all these games. And if I just blindly say, hey, Joe Burrow starting, I'm betting him. 18-3.
He's been fantastic. He's the next Tommy Brady. I mean, he's just got easy velocity. He's so relaxed, and his weapons are out of this world. And I was right, Alex Guerrero, that was Tom Brady's trainer guy. I knew it was Alex something. But I love what I'm seeing from the Bengals, man. It's impressive. And DJ Reader, you know, former Texan, he's been fantastic. And the Patriots, just falling. You're hearing some rumors that, you know, Mike Florio saying that maybe Belichick might be available if a team wanted to trade for him or something like that. But who's trading draft picks for coaches anymore? That feels like something that teams just don't do.
If there was ever a coach, though, would it be Bill Belichick to get you a trade for?
It would, but then I look at what's going on with the Texans and Nick Caserio and everybody else that's come off of the Patriots. It's ugly.
Bill Belichick, career with the Patriots with Tom Brady, 187 and 127. Money. Without Tom Brady, 43 and 41 against the number. Vanilla.
Yeah. He's just a guy without Tom Brady. Who would have thought that would be the case? And what did Brady do? He goes and wins the Super Bowl his first year with the Bucs. But either way, I think the Bengals roll here. It's only 3 points. You know, I know that Belichick can scheme it up from time to time and come get you, but I don't know. 41 and a half. So, once again, not a super high total in this one. No surprise there. But, yeah, I think you roll Bengals.
And also, being the theme cold, you ask yourself, how's Joe Burrow in these cold situations? Under 40 degrees or less, 5-0 straight up and against the spread. I got to give you a number on all this because you try to convince yourself in this world of gambling when something's pretty, as the Bengals are right now, the way they're playing, and the odds are showing that you have to find yourself a way to get off of it, because if it's pretty, the books know you're coming for it. Here, take it.
They do.
Then they add a premium.
That's what worries me a little bit. It's only a 3-point spread. You know, is it a trap?
It's tricky.
You know? Yeah.
That's, you ask, how can this possibly be a 3-point spread with everything that we've seen? We don't even know if Mac Jones will finish the game. Hell, start it. They don't even try to announce it.
No.
We don't even know if he'll finish the game, and they're only a 3-point dog to that team.
They're going to be angry. I mean, you saw how they lost to the Raiders. How fun do you think Bill Belichick was at practice after that? After that debacle at the end of the game.
I asked motivation at this time of the season. What do you think that does for a locker room to lose that?
Man.
It's
bad. I mean, they probably had an awful week of practice. I'm sure he made it miserable on those guys. And they know they made some dumb mistakes, but that's what's funny. This year is so strange, right? Like, Tom Brady is not good this year, and Belichick's teams don't look like they're coached very well. Like, when's the last time you said that a Patriots team looks like they're not being coached? That's saying something.
Talking about coaching, King of Twitch, Houston, Texas, over on twitch.tv/ESPN975. Get over there if you have any questions. Why is the NFL scoring down this season? Is there something to it?
That's interesting.
It's been down.
It has been down a bit. I'd have to think about it. I don't really have any thoughts right away. Like, why is it? What's different?
Is it quarterbacks being figured out, that we maybe overproject these quarterbacks of what they're going to be going forward, and all of a sudden we got to get back down to earth? Like, these guys need time.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence, we jumped the gun. Well, yeah, he's no good. What is he going to be? Look at Trevor Lawrence in the last 5 weeks, arguably the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
Why is it down?
There's
some coaching.
To that.
Is it analytics where I'm betting over-unders now, and the team's driving, and I'm praying that it doesn't go to fourth down? That's not something that I was – because if it goes to fourth down, they're going to go for it fourth and short. And if you get a six-minute drive and you don't get any points out of that, and they go for it on fourth down and two on the 10-yard line, and they don't get it, you're in trouble on
you're
that
over-under
if you're on the over. That's just the way that we are. Analytics, I'm not sure if we're getting a little bit too smart for ourselves. I'm not sure what it is, but the scoring is down. And like I told you, to have 7 games under a score 40, and yeah, this is an historic week as far as weather and like a 25-mile-an-hour sustained winds, not just wind gust. There's a difference. Wind gust, oh yeah, 10-mile-an-hour wind. We're talking sustained winds in that Cleveland game at 25-mile-an-hour. Nobody's going to have it to their backs. It's going to be a crosswind.
You know what I'm thinking about? It was maybe why scoring is down. We've seen a whole lot more cover two being played this year. Not just Lovie Smith running it on almost every play, like across the league. Remember last year, that's what they did to Mahomes, where they're like, we're going to play two deep safeties. We're going to make you dink and dunk all the way down the field. I think that's kind of the game plan across the league this year, is we're going to make you hit checkdowns. We're going to make you, you know, 15 play drives. You know, we're going to make you earn it. You're not going to get anything deep. We're going to make you run the ball more. That's going to lead to lower scores.
The king of the dink and dunk, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? This week, anything from that game from any perspective?
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with Baker Mayfield.
No, non-believer?
No, I've never been a believer. I'm not the shake and bake, you know, kind of guy like Skip Bayless. I don't know if you've seen him in Shannon's act lately, but...
Do you remember when they were throwing Baker Mayfield around to come to the Texans?
I do.
Thinking, my goodness, no. I thought, what are we doing?
We did some SportsMat videos about it, yeah.
What are we doing?
Would he be worse than Davis Mills? I think no.
Ooh, see, if you would have asked me that question around that time when we still didn't know about one Mr. Davis Mills,
at that time, let's think back. If you're out there listening right now, you're thinking, that's easy. I'll probably take Baker right now. At that time, though, where Baker was on the low end, and Mills, you said, well, let's see. Let's just see what he can do. Now the narrative has changed, but Baker came with a price at one point, such a price that nobody picked it up to where the Browns are like, just go. Yeah. It's not me. It's you.
And I was surprised that there wasn't at least a little interest. I don't think he's good. It just tells you what I think of Davis Mills. Davis Mills is sharing snaps with Jeff Driskel. You know, just wrap your mind around that. I mean, this guy can't even win the job outright against Jeff Driskel. That's pathetic.
That's kind of like Zach Wilson last night. Yeah. To see him get taken out of a game for that guy.
Man, all those quarterbacks from that draft not looking great.
What does that do for us going forward, though, as pundits of this game, as guys that are fans? You say, well, it's real easy to put Bryce Young up there right now. You're already seeing the photo shots. Put Young in there on the Texans. He's going to do his thing. You go ahead and match him up with Meechie and you know, just let's go. Let's do it like that. Are you just all in right now? The quarterback, they're either going to go Stroud or Young? All in?
You know what? That is the hot debate in this city, right? Do they kick the can, you know, down the street and go for next year, wait on a quarterback, or do you take whoever the top guy is this year? Based on Caserio's Derek Stingley pick and Kenyon Green, whatever the move he makes, I'm pretty sure it's going to be the wrong one. I mean, God, the Stingley pick looks awful. I mean, awful. With what Sauce Gardner's doing, it makes me question everything Nick Caserio's done.
It makes me question everything you guys are doing out there. I just got word from my man Lamont, long time Moneyliner. You know Lamont, let's call it a veteran in Houston radio. If you know anything about Houston radio, there's a few people that stick out. My girl Dez that's here. Yep. Everyone knows Dez. Everyone knows Lamont. Lamont says, I'm back en route to Knicks. Drunk at 10:43 is at my best record. He's on his way out there. So if you are out there listening right now and you're wondering what in the world should I do right now? I got off early. This weather let me enjoy this holiday season early. Get on out here. Enjoy it with us because we owe it to you guys. We love you. The ESPN 97.5 listeners, it's a yearly thing, and we look forward to this. When they ask, hey, you guys want to do the Christmas show? Of course we do. It's a party, and we need you guys out here. Get over to Nick's place. Not only tonight, I might come New Year's Eve.
Nice. Yeah, they got a thing going on New Year's Eve. And the other great thing we got going is my bookie, guys. Why not pick winners all the time and make money? Listen to Jerry Bo. Get his picks. Get your bets in. Make some money. And the way to do that, you go to mybookie.ag. They have the biggest online selection of odds and contests for all your sports betting needs. It is truly amazing, guys. It's not just the NFL, NCAA. You got your NBA. And they have this cool new feature now called the Money Bag. The MyBookie Money Bag is a one-of-a-kind opportunity to spin for crazy odds, props, and futures. Place your bet. Spin the wheel. Get ready to score epic odds on the best teams, athletes, and events. Guys, you can sign up today. Use promo code BET975, guys. That's mybookie.ag. Sign up today. That's code BET975 to get a deposit bonus. Turn your picks into winners at mybookie.ag. It's not just a sports book, guys. It's a community. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. It's MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Moneyline on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jerry Bowe and Josh Jordan.
A little too short for all the ESPN 97.5 listeners out there. If you've been with us for this long, since this morning at 7 a.m., I know that you're feeling some type of way. You're maybe getting up and dancing right now. You're pulling the wife. She said, I didn't even know you listen to this kind of music. Well, I'm going to keep it short and funky. That's what Two Shorts said, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it short and funky. We're only here till noon, so we only got a little bit over an hour left. We're going to keep getting into these games. I know Lamont's on his way. My man K-Joe just showed up. Get on out here right now. You got an hour left of this show, and then you got the rest of the lineup. Get on out here. Enjoy your Christmas early.
Yeah, guys, get over here to Nick's place. They're going to have an awesome New Year's Eve party, 9 p.m. to midnight. Food buffet, champagne, toast, drink specials, and no cover. There's a lot of places that charge you a cover. They're like, yeah, that'll be $20 to get in here. And you're like, what do I get? They're like, oh, you get some cheap champagne and a plastic glass. They don't do it like that here. No cover. Come on over. Have some fun.
There's only two places I know with no cover. Nick's and Ocean's Cabaret. And ooh, I'm going to leave it at that.
you know, Jerry, we got some stories about Ocean's Cabaret.
You look
Cabaret.
In the crowd, and anyone that looked at Ocean's Cabaret, if they look, you say, okay, I know you sinner.
Yeah.
Someone right now just,
sinner.
Ocean's Cabaret, they turned on the radio. I know that place, and I know about the one-legged stripper.
The one-legged
as well.
Stripper. It's legendary, Jerry.
Yeah, she's legendary. The one-legged stripper at the good old Ocean's Cabaret when you make yourself your way down to beautiful waters of Galveston.
The beautiful waters of Galveston.
You paint it out to be more luxurious than it is, right? Like, we're going to go to this place. Just, you don't even say a strip club. Cabaret.
Cabaret
automatically means you think that it's a little fancier.
Yeah.
When you say strip club or BYOB, it's trouble.
You know what you're looking
BYOB,
at BYOB.
Yeah. Do I need to bring brass knuckles?
There's a lot of things you need to bring to BYOB.
And there's a lot of things you got to take to Ocean's Cabaret, but that's another story. What are we talking about? There's kids here? Maybe not.
I hope not. It's a bar.
Who's even listening to us at this point?
Oh, I mean,
yeah, you guys out there. Let's get back to this. I'm going to keep it short and funky with the Ocean's Cabaret. And I know that hit home for a lot of people right now. And it might have hit too close to home. Wife's looking at you like, yeah, what do you know about this Ocean's?
We have had some epic strip club conversations on Moneyline,
Jerry. Epic.
Yes.
Epic. We've had people call in anonymously, changing their voices, saying, I know a little bit about the Ocean's Cabaret. Tell us. They told us if you go next door, it's even better. I said, next door? What kind of a party? And then they would hang up. We had anonymous callers telling us about people think it's a lie about the one-legged stripper. She's a legend. She turned me into a man.
She turned you into that day.
I left there, yeah, with a deeper voice. And the rest of my cooler, BYOB. You know BYOB, you leave, you know the damage done. You get to the car, you open it up, and it's just ice and a couple of cans that have been drunk. You're like, who didn't even throw away the can?
You know you're about that life when you're rolling in that igloo cooler into the BYOB strip club. You know, you got the little handle.
You're brave. You're brave rolling in there, but you're not the only one.
No.
Like, everyone's got a setup. You're just giving that just... Like you're doing something. You sit down. Do you want a drink?
Yeah.
You act like you. Who wants a drink?
And then you look like the great guy if the dancer wants a drink. You don't have to buy that $20 beer, that $20 mixed drink. Give me a break.
I don't know if it was these drinks. I don't know how I got stuck on this this here conversation, but that's how we do it on Moneyline. We try to we try to keep it in between the bench and the old blitz.
Yes.
You know, like, we're somewhere in between there. I'm not sure where. Some days you might find us closer to normal.
Yes.
But usually we try to do it like this. We try to keep it fun, and we try to get you guys some money. So let's get back to football.
Let's do it. Unfortunately, the Ocean's Cabaret discussion is more interesting than the Houston Texans this year. But, hey, I guess we'll try and make some people some money.
Quarterback's playing like he's got one leg.
Yeah. He certainly is, Jerry. And that might be an improvement compared to what we've been seeing. That is, wow. Houston Texans, Titans. The real question is Derrick Henry going to go over 200 yards again? That's just what he does. How much money have I made off of taking the over on a Derrick Henry rushing prop?
Multiple touchdowns.
Yeah, twice
go
a
ahead.
Year.
All of the
oh,
above.
Oh, you got the Titans gear right there.
If I had to take a guess, and I don't even know, I could be real wrong. Would you guess that that's Titan Hugo?
Hugo. Right.
You see, you don't even
context
know.
Clues.
All these years, a guy walked right. We're talking Derrick Henry. A guy walks by right now with a beanie, gives us the shrug. My senses tell me that is Titan Hugo. Titan Hugo, everybody. Titan Hugo. We got a Pittsburgh fan here. A little bit of everything. How about some Cowboy fans? Any Cowboy fans? Cowboy fans. You've been waiting for this game. Right, you've been waiting. You don't care if there's not going to be any Jalen Hurts. That doesn't matter. You got to go out there and win this game. You got to go out there and win this game. Because if you lose to the mustache, that luxurious mustache that Gardner
Minshew. It's a nice stash, Jerry.
I mean, it's a nice stash, but you cannot go out there and lose that game, Cowboy fans.
The guy stretching in the locker room naked. If you lose to that guy, that's a problem. That's a real problem.
Wouldn't be the first time you lost to a guy stretching. Either way, let's start right there. 5.5-point spread. It moved 1.5 to 5.5. Do you think that there's that much of a drop-off? Obviously, you look at Jalen Hurts. You look at Minshew. Yes, there's a drop-off, but is it that much to where you say, man, should it be 5.5 points?
Man, Jalen's worth a lot, bud. He's probably...
No, it's too many points.
Too many points? I mean, there's a good chance he's MVP this year. How much does an MVP matter for a line?
How much, not only does the MVP, but the way that... That offense specifically runs for Jalen Hurts. It's built for Jalen Hurts. That's why the first year he had a lot of trouble because they didn't have it specifically for what he's best at. Now they brought the playbook along. Now all of a sudden in 1 week, we got to critique that playbook and change it to be something else?
Yeah, the other thing, too, he went and worked with Tom House in the offseason, Jalen Hurts. You know, the legendary pitching coach and quarterback coach. He's taught Tom Brady a whole bunch of guys. And that's what happened. Jalen Hurts went and kind of refined the mechanics. He's been throwing darts this year. It worked, man. It was worth every dollar.
Now, has the Cowboys' defense looked vulnerable as of late?
Yeah, and Micah Parsons may not play.
So then they're very vulnerable.
Yeah, against the run especially. We saw that against the Texans.
The Jaguars split them open. The Jaguars showed you that you can move the ball down the field. If you let the ball go quick, teams are letting it go quick. We're going to take a break right now, but before we get to that break, I got to let you know something. If you're going to go and bet those Cowboys, whether you're on the 5.5, against the 5.5, whatever the case is, you got to get over to mybookie.ag. That's the only place I bet at. And I used promo code BET975 when I started, and that was the start of a relationship. A beautiful one, because I trust them. You trust in a relationship. That's what it's built off of. And I built one of those relationships with MyBookie. Why? Because they pay. That's the most important thing. Don't gamble on the gamble. Sometimes you win, you spend the money, and then you never even got paid. At mybookie.ag, if you use that promo code, you will get paid. You have all the options, prop bets, live bets, anything you possibly want. You want to bet on hot dog eating contest? Go to mybookie.ag. You can do that. You can do any of that as long as you follow this show, because I'm going to give you some winners, and you're going to use promo code BET975. It's Moneyline. It's my bookie, and that's a winning combination on ESPN 975.
ESPN 975 and ESPN 925. Real fun sports.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.